Camden was cited during New Jersey Governor Chris Christie's State of the State address in regards to education and crime prevention. Let's follow up with Howard Gillette, history professor emeritus at Rutgers Camden. Professor Gillette, thanks once again for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
Governor Christie touted the accomplishments in both regards, crime prevention and education in Camden. He said crime is down, and that is true in Camden, but to what extent can his administration duly take credit for that?
Well, his administration is very much part of the takeover of the Camden police by the county. At the same time, I think it's much too early to take credit for any change in the environment in Camden. The crime rate really didn't change very much, in fact, over the last year. It only looked better given the record number of murders the year previous. We need more time to see if this will really work.
What is the gist of his plan that he would actually like to export to other municipalities in the state?
Well, he's talking about the benefits of shared services, which I think everybody, myself included, favor. But this is not really a shared service opportunity because the county has actually taken over the city. There aren't other partners in this new regional system, as it's called. And as a consequence, it can't really be considered a model for regional shared services.
Let's turn to education in Camden, where Payman Rahanafart has been on the job as school superintendent for 4.5 months. Is that too short a sample size to also assess long-term results?
Of course it is. I think everybody's impressed by the energy he's brought to the job, much more so than the credentials that he doesn't have. I think he's working with a limited background to try very hard to work with the system, which is clearly beleaguered. At the same time, the solutions that the governor suggested yesterday are not really going to make a big difference in a city where you have such high levels of concentrated poverty. Politics is the business of increment, and this is incremental. It looks like he's acting on the issues at hand. I hope they make some difference. I don't think they're going to make a big difference.
What remedies did he offer for Camden School specifically?
Well, he wants to extend the day and also the number of days during the year, which he applies to the whole system. What he says is happening in Camden is that there's a new set of promise schools being offered, which are very much like charter schools, but they have the exception of being able to operate without bidding contracts. And I don't see that that's going to make a big difference. It's been tried in Philadelphia with only modest results. So really, until one addresses the questions of poverty in place, you're really not going to find a big change in the school system.
Toward that end, is it also too soon to assess the validity of the Safe Corridors program that he set up with Mayor Dana Redd, enabling children to walk safely to and from school?
Well, I think that's a great idea. And I think that the more that's done to protect children, both in the schools and going to the schools, the better it is. I think for any child growing up in poverty, the best prospect that they have is learning with other kids that aren't poor like themselves. And when you have so many people with so many problems concentrated in one city, you're going to have a long-term set of challenges, which I think we're just beginning to begin to address. And until that happens, I think you're going to have changes at the margins rather than at the core.
Professor Gillette, thanks so much for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
Howard Gillette is history professor emeritus at Rutgers Camden.